our read of it, and indeed the read of others, including Luke McFlanagan, is that it's going to be a very, very close fight for the last seat between Kieran Mullooly and Sinn Féin's Michelle Gildernew. A critical factor in that is going to be the transfers from Chris McManus, and all indications are they're going to be a very high percentage transferring over to Michelle Gildernew. So this is going to be a really, really close fight for the last seat.
Is it disappointing as it relates to Chris McManus's results? Your party were hoping that potentially that there was a chance for two European seats in this constituency. It seems that, you know, even for one, that it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I mean, I suppose if you reflect on it, you have big household names. I mean, Fine Gael set aside their sitting MEP, and you have Nina Carberry, you know, a household name. You had Maria Walsh the last time for Fine Gael, another household name, the Rose of Tralee. You have Kieran Mullooly, you know, another household name, RT correspondent in the Midlands for a long time. A lot of relationships built up there. So it's very tough when you're up against, you know, big name recognition. But, you know, we're in there now. We're fighting for the last seat, and we've won an MEP seat in Dublin. We've a really good chance of an MEP seat in Ireland South, and we're still in with a chance in Ireland Midlands Northwest.
I heard both Chris McManus and Michelle Gildernew being interviewed this morning, and they expressed their wishes for an early general election. What's your view on that, given the fact that Sinn Féin didn't do as well as you thought you would in the local elections over the weekend?
Well, it's important to remember that a local election, European election, is very different to a general election, as we found in 2019, where Sinn Féin had a very disappointing, you know, local and European election, and then within 7 months we were the biggest party in the Dáil. So they're very different elections. I have to say I'm taken by the arrogance of the leaders of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in recent days, where they would compare the popularity of a local councillor rooted in local communities with their own government. If they're basing their plans for an early election on that, they are going to get a shock.